Hi, this is Patty Scalzo, welcoming you to the Bible study program, Shiar Jashub, brought to you by the Church of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. Today, we will begin the next sermon in my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo's series on the Book of Romans. But before we go into the sermon, let me remind you about our website at shiarjashub.org. Make it your site for serious Bible study and access to hundreds of free Bible study radio programs and videos. That's shiarjashub.org. Here is Pastor Greg Scalzo.
Let's open to the book of Romans. Hey, last week, we were reading down in the end of verse 7 where Paul says, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." And we saw how in each one of the letters, the epistles of Paul to the churches, to Timothy and Titus, to Philemon, all his epistles, all his letters have this greeting, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." So it's a very important greeting, obviously. And we looked at last time the first part of that, grace, charis. Remember we said it was a primary word, grace, kindness, favor, based upon freeness, unmerited favor, unmerited kindness, a gift coming from God as opposed to that which is given to you because you're owed a debt or because of work you do or as required by law. This is unmerited favor, kindness, loving kindness, goodwill, God's redemptive mercy. And then we stopped at that point, grace to you, but there's two parts to that, right? Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That word there in the Greek for peace is Eirene, Eirene. We've studied this before in the past, Eirene. And that's the Greek word that corresponds to the Hebrew word shalom. Shalom in the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, Eirene in the New Testament, in the Greek. Jesus said in John chapter 14 at the Last Supper, at verse 26, he said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Peace, Eirene, shalom. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know, we hear so many things in the world today, and it's important to know what's going on. It's important to understand the time we're in. But the downside is, in human nature, it's all too easy to become afraid, to become troubled. Jesus makes it very clear, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't be overburdened with trouble. Don't let fear come upon you. As we've studied, the opposite of fear is faith. It's very hard to be faithful and to move through a time of trouble if you're fearful. So he says, let not your heart be troubled. Peace I leave with you. My peace, the peace of the Lord, I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. And you know how the world does it, right? You've seen how many times politicians and political people talk about peace and peace treaties and peace and security. The Antichrist will talk about peace and security, but it's the world's peace. It's a temporary, shallow peace that people make for their own advantage, really, because they're playing on the fact that someone else doesn't want to have trouble. And so based on the fact that nobody wants trouble, they can bring in the things they want to trap, to bring more trouble really down the road by using the word peace, peace and security. Jesus is not speaking about that here. He's speaking about a peace that goes beyond understanding, the peace he gives in our heart, because we know that he's in control. We know what's going to happen. And he sends us to give us a taste of the fact that we will have victory, that he is returning, that he is in control. Well, who does he give us? He gives us the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. If the Father shares his Spirit, if he gives us his Holy Spirit, the peace of Jesus is upon us, and we need not be afraid. Our hearts need not be troubled. After the resurrection, in John chapter 20, I'll read from verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Eirene." Now when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." They're afraid. They're behind the locked doors. They're afraid of the Jewish leaders. Jesus has been crucified, but now he's resurrected. He's risen from the dead. He appears to them and says, "Eirene, peace, peace be with you." And he shows them his resurrected body. He shows them his hands and his side. And then the disciples were glad. And he says again to them, "Peace to you." And as the Father sent him, and now he has victory, he's resurrected, he tells them, "I also send you. Receive the Holy Spirit." Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4, he says in verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace, Eirene, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Will guard your hearts and minds. Remember, let not your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. The peace of God, it surpasses, it transcends all understanding. The world cannot understand it. You understand it if you've accepted Jesus Christ. If you felt the presence of his Holy Spirit, you've been in those moments where you felt the Eirene, the shalom, the peace of God. It goes beyond understanding. It can come upon you at a moment of great trial and tribulation. And all of a sudden you have that peace in your heart that God is in control and that he will solve this situation. It guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Later on in Romans, Paul will say in chapter 8, verse 31, "If God is for us, if God is for us, who can be against us?" That's a foundation for our peace. God is for us. Who can be against us? God gives us his Holy Spirit. "My peace I give to you," Jesus says, "not as the world gives it. Receive the Holy Spirit." And so we have this shalom, this Eirene, that goes beyond words, beyond what the natural man can understand. You know, Jesus taught his disciples, both the apostles, we'll read that in Matthew chapter 10, and the 70, when he sends out the 70, we'll read that in Luke chapter 10. He teaches them in Matthew chapter 10. He says in verse 12, "And when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace, Erene, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you." We bring with us the Erene, the shalom of God, the peace of God. Now to the 70, Luke chapter 10, verse 5. "But whatever house you enter first, say, peace, Erene, to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you." If a son of peace is there, not the false peace of this world, the true peace of God. If a son of peace is there, your peace will remain. Go into the house and say, peace to this house. The peace of the Lord, shalom, upon this house. Your shalom, even at the time of the Lord, was a traditional Jewish greeting, a wish for peace. And we've studied this before, but if you remember, that word shalom had a lot of meaning to it. Much more fullness than many times what we say with peace. It meant peace, safety, wellness, happiness, wholeness. Shalom, wholeness, completeness, soundness, well-being for the total person, well-being of the spirit, well-being of the soul, well-being of the body. Shalom, peace, health. Shalom, peace, security, prosperity to the home, contentment, well-being to you and all your aspects, spirit, soul, and body, to your house, to your situation, to your security. Shalom. When you said shalom, peace, well, all those things, right, impact on our peace. The complete work of God, the complete peace of God be upon you. And in the New Testament, the tranquility, the inner tranquility that goes beyond understanding we just read about in Philippians chapter 4 is added to all that because now we're reconciled back to God.
You can rehear this program and listen to hundreds of other Bible study radio programs on our church website at shiarjashub.org. We are also building quite a library of video teachings from our Sunday service live streams on YouTube. The Sunday sermon is live streamed at 10:30 a.m. and then posted on YouTube, Rumble.com, and on the church website itself for you to access at any time, day or night. And we appreciate any donation you make to Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle to keep this important scripture teaching ministry on WFIF. And we are offering a very special thank you gift for your donation of $50 or more. We will send you an autographed copy of Pastor Greg's award-winning book, The Nature and Power of Prayer. It is offer 102, and the website is shiarjashub.org.